Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Beth Ross is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Beth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a leadership development expert, also a certified career coach. She works with individuals and corporations, companies just like yours and mine, to help them to be able to put the best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here with some information, some perspectives that she's been learning recently about how the marketplace is evolving. And it's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Beth Ross, welcome back.
Hello, and I'm happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So you've been traveling and talking to some folks and attending some events where people have been talking about, thought leaders are talking about how the marketplace is changing and evolving. What have you learned?
Well, I have, and what I'm learning also from my clients. So since the last time we talked, something really an amazing thing has happened with my new individual clients. These are one-on-one consulting mm-hmm. clients. One of the first things everybody talks to me about is, can you help? You know, we'll talk about reformatting resumes. We'll talk about mm-hmm. interview training. We'll get everything started. But a thing way high on the agenda is, and would you please look at my LinkedIn profile page to be sure we get it up to date. Everybody is realizing, forget about, well, let's see, Facebook and Twitter, that's the fun stuff. You've almost got to be on LinkedIn because that's how people and some of those people are recruiters, are finding you. When someone hears your name, the first thing they do is go to LinkedIn to see mm-hmm. what your LinkedIn profile is.
From a professional standpoint, because mm-hmm. so what you're saying is that even executives of major corporations,
oh yes,
they were known as a high level employee for this company or the owner of that company or whatever, and they were really associated themselves more directly with the corporate brand. But what you're saying now, in addition to that, they also have their own brand, so to speak, within a brand.
Exactly, their personal branding, yeah. And they need to put forth their value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
That is, those two words, very, very, very important. No matter whether it's a small company or a mm-hmm. large company.
This is something small business owners should think about too, if they haven't already done it. People want to not only this is part of, you said value proposition. This is also part of the values that we've talked a lot about on the show in the past, Beth. Mm-hmm. And that is that more and more people are going to want to know more about the values, not only of the business but of the people in the business. And one of the ways they can find that out quickly and help them with their due diligence about whether they want to do business with you is to find you, for example, on LinkedIn.
Yes, and it's an immediate change that has happened. You know, typically we have thought about climbing up the company ladder or the corporate ladder or whatever. You go to work and this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is, well, I was just telling you that I was at the Brite, B-R-I-T-E, conference right. mm-hmm. on corporate branding and marketing for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and thought leaders from all over the country, in fact, I would say all over the world, there were a few people from out of the country were there making speeches, and two things came forth. This business of going up the corporate ladder is getting a little old-fashioned. Now we're going the corporate lattice, and that's sort of sideways, so that you do more than one thing in that corporate entity. You're not just going to work to stay in one position. You may very well commit to the values of that organization and stay there in a number of different roles over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very interesting to hear about all this, and there was much talk about the end of privacy as we have known it.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show too, and
yes.
and when you say the end of privacy, tell us what you mean.
I mean by that there is nowhere to hide. I just told you when we were talking before the show really went on that the first thing that happens when I get a call from a possible new client, if I'm sitting right there in front of the computer, right while we're talking, I Google that person's name to see if it's going to come up on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, I'm going to find an opportunity to say, and why don't you have a LinkedIn profile page, and why don't you have people who are in your LinkedIn group? Well, I'm not senior enough, or I am, or I hear I'm a big executive and I don't have time for this. Yes, you do. Everybody has got to be there.
And
now.
you think that that's contributing to the end of privacy?
Oh, totally. There is absolutely.
Yeah. But there's a difference in privacy. There's a difference in privacy and obscurity. I mean, if you just want to be, if you just want to be below the radar, that's not the same thing as the end of privacy, though, is it?
No, it isn't. But you can't really afford to be below. Why would anyone want to be?
No. What I'm saying is, you can be above the radar and still have some privacy. Now, you can't have obscurity.
Oh, yes, in your personal life and so forth.
But you can have privacy because you can decide. You can decide if you want to put your birthday out there. You can decide if you want to identify your children or your spouse or whatever. You can make that decision, can't you?
Well, that decision, of course you can, and of course you don't put those private things on your LinkedIn. This is all.
But I do think your comment
about your pictures and your children and all that kind of stuff.
I do think your idea about the end of privacy is something that is concerning, and I've been concerned about it. We've talked about it on the show before. Beth, give us your website, please.
My website is www.bethross.com.
BethRoss.com.
You
can find all the things that she does there. She and I will be right back. We got more to come after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.